Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your kind words. I would like also to thank the meeting organizers for the kind invitation. I'm very pleased to be here on behalf of ANEC. Just a few words about ANEC. For the one of you who don't know about ANEC, we are the association representing consumers in standardization and legislation and policies linked to standardization. So I think we can say that our field of expertise is the representation of consumers in the so-called co-regulation. And we heard already this morning that it is thought that co-regulation is a sound policy approach for new technologies, including Internet of Things. Now, the consumer positions. Maybe it's not a surprise to you if I say that consumers need confidence to fully embrace the Internet of Things in order to enjoy the potential benefits. This is a position which is a position we've been advocating for several years now. However, we also recognize that there are challenges that consumers are facing. And because of our position, we ask for consumers to be fully informed about the privacy aspects and impacts of Internet of Things application. And we believe that consumers should remain in control. But are they going to be able to stay in control? Keeping controls of one privacy protection data, is it going easy, not easy? Another aspect that can, of course, be considered as a challenge, but we consider it more as a threat, is how the current legal principles of the data protection framework is going to survive in an Internet of Things environment. As consumers, we do believe that the principles of data protection, such as informed consent, data minimization, but also proportionality, should absolutely remain the same. But we acknowledge that the implementation, or if you wish, the fact that they can survive, they can be applied in different settings, in a different environment, networked environment, is challenging. And from a consumer point of view, potentially it is a threat. We don't believe that the present EU data protection framework is outdated. This is our position in the public consultation that the Commission ran at the end of last year and beginning of this year. We were very pleased to see the communication that the Commission published on the future data protection framework. It means that we don't believe that this regulation means or has an effect of anti-competitiveness for the European industry, because we think that competitiveness and competition should be at the higher level, not at the lower level, of course. And this is not only for data protection, but in general. And I would like our industry representative today to keep that into account. It's not lowering the standards. It is increasing the standards. That means sustainable development. There is an issue about principles and how they are going to be implemented. And there, definitely, our mantra that we've been keep saying for the discussion, the policy discussion on RFID, privacy by design and by default, is something that we believe should also be applied in an Internet of Things environment. At the device level, because probably RFID tags are going to be one of the most common enabler of Internet of Things environment, but also at the system level. Those principles can be applied also at the system level. Internet of Things is going to be something about systems and networking, especially when we discuss about the system architecture. We were very pleased to see that our lobbying was successful for the RFID. We were very pleased with the European Commission because they listened to us together with the other stakeholders, of course, and they were able to come up with a very good compromise. We see some potentials in the in what has been done with regards to the privacy impact assessment framework, and this is something that it's true could also be interesting for the Internet of Things. However, maybe some further discussion needs to take place for what I was saying, the difference between the impact that on privacy and data protection that an application can have compared to the one that a system can have. Bearing in mind that in a system there are many actors who are going to be in charge of the different aspects, while for an application it is easier to identify who is in charge and who is the data controller. Although we also had quite a lot of difficulties in identifying that for RFID applications. So to finalize, I just would like to bring to the table another issue that is more, maybe more typical to Internet of Things. We already been discussing before is the issue of the delegation of decision making, of who is taking the decisions and who is designing the machine who are going to take the decisions. It has been mentioned as delegation of decision maker or of decision making accountability, because at the end of the day someone needs to be in charge, but who is in charge? And this is to tell you that there is a concern from a consumer point of view about this being in charge not only of the personal data, where obviously consumer need to be in charge, however, how we need to discuss it yet, but from a more broader societal perspective, there is also an issue on who or about who is in charge of different kind of application, and energy management is one of those applications. Thank you very much for your attention.